Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Someone told the story how he was not living close to his grandchildren, so he decided to write some Bible stories for them and interpret them for children, and whenever he could, he would insert the kids' names within the stories. So he asked one time how the kids liked his story, and of course, the children were very diplomatic and said, "Oh yes, Grandpa, we really like these stories," but one child piped up, "But I like it especially when I'm in the story." And you know, that's what's so wonderful about these old, old stories, is that we are in the stories. We can relate to these stories. They're not only about ancient people, but they're about the people of God in every single age. And we see that in the Psalms. When we read the words, when the psalmist says, "Bless our God, O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip." And we think of the anniversary that we're celebrating today. Some of you have been here for generations. You can track your ancestry back to almost the beginning of Ephraim, and others have just walked through this door today. But you share in the story. It's not only the story of Ephraim, it's our story. And what I love about these stories of the people of God is that even when things go terribly wrong, we have a different perspective. If you read the psalm, it sounds pretty awful what the people of Israel went through. And if you know the history, you know how terrible it was. When he says, "You brought us into the net, you laid burdens on our back, you let people ride over our heads." He's talking about the time in Egypt when the people were enslaved. And year after year, the people cried out for help, cried out for God to rescue them. Now, I want us to remember this anytime we ask the Lord to rescue us from a terrible situation. These people cried out for 400 years. So when you're thinking God isn't listening, remember our ancestors. They cried out for 400 years. But they don't say, "Well, why did you wait so long?" What he says is, "You brought us out into a spacious place." And that's the perspective of the church. That's the perspective of faithful people of God. We know that sometimes life is horrendous, but we also know that in time we will be brought to a spacious place, and we hold on to faith. And we look at those trials as the psalmist did, not as God is out to get me, God has forgotten me, but somehow I'm going to emerge from this stronger, purer, more faithful. We see that in our ancestors in Ephraim. Before I ever came to this church, I was sent the book, Ephraim's Founding Father. Now, I was a city person. I had no understanding of not only Wisconsin, but Ephraim itself. In fact, when I asked, "What on earth is this place?" my husband said, "Well, you know, it's kind of at the end of the world. It's at the end of the planet. Sister Bay is a little further, but Ephraim's pretty far up." And so I was given this book, courtesy of Paul and Fran Burton, who wrote the book, and I delved into the pages to try to figure out who I was going to meet in this place. And as I'm reading about immigrants that I knew nothing about, culture I knew nothing about, I got to the part where Iverson has established Ephraim and things are going well, and he had a charming little girl named Annamunda. And Annamunda was a delight. And as a pastor's kid, of course, she was probably the center of a lot of attention, but she was also a deeply spiritual child. And Anna Munda died. And as I'm reading about her death, tears are pouring down my face. Now, this child is buried in our cemetery over 100 years ago, and yet it moved me. It became my story. And you would have thought that after such a terrible tragedy in the midst of this fledgling congregation, the people would have said, God isn't with us. Let's pack up and go someplace else. But they didn't. They stayed through deprivation. They stayed through all the times of joys and sorrows. And we sit here today as their heirs. It's our story. And every time they looked back, yes, they saw all the tragedy, but they saw the joys too. And they said, He's delivered us into a spacious place. I'm sure there was a great celebration when on the shores of Ephraim that church was built, as our first reverend shook his head and thought, this is a bad idea, putting a church on the shore with all those waves coming up. I'm sure there was a great celebration when they rolled the sanctuary up the hill. Now, there are two stories about that particular thing. The one story is that they brought it up the hill because of the damage that was being done to the church on the shore. The other story says that the Lutherans built a church on the hill. Were not to be done. So whatever story you want to decide which one is true, there might be truth in both. There were great celebrations. And we said, the Lord has delivered us into a spacious place. And we sit here today and say, the Lord has delivered us into a spacious place. But the psalmist goes on. He then gets very personable. First, he talks about the community, and then he talks about himself. And he says, come and hear, all who have reverence for God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. Whenever we talk about religion being a private affair, there is some truth to that. But the only way we grow is when we get together and start telling each other what God has done for us. You think of what God has done in the past few years for us. The fact that after church today we have a baby shower. In 2010, the nursery was a storage room. And now we are celebrating the 8th baby to have a shower. And next month we have yet another baby shower. I want to tell you what the Lord has done for me. There are people who have come into this church in terrible circumstances and left in hope. And I'll tell you one of those stories today. Dear lady that died recently, Vicki Schulte. In 2014, Vicki Schulte and her entire family came to this church on Easter Sunday. They came not because this was a nice church to celebrate Easter, but because they were all devastated. They had found out that she was suffering from cancer, and the cancer was pretty aggressive. And so they came to church casting about for some kind of hope, for some kind of grace. Now, of course, on Easter Sunday, we have a lot of visitors. Easter and Christmas seemed like popular times to come to church. So I didn't even remember that they had come because we had so many visitors. And she told me 2 weeks before she died, I sat down with her. And she said, I want to tell you something, that after that service, what was said in that service has kept me from that day to this, 3 years. And what was said in that service was that angels are in our tombstones and Jesus is in our graveyards. And she said, for some reason, the peace that passes all understanding descended on me and has not left. And so it gave her the courage to fight that cancer as long as she could fight. And then when there was no fight left, it gave her the peace to know that her life was wrapped up in God's. I want to tell you what the Lord has done for me. These are things we cannot keep to ourselves. Those of you who have gone through great trial, there are times that you come into this church and your story can be so powerful and can lead somebody out into that spacious place. That's why we meet week after week. We thank God for the past. We thank God for the wonderful times of grace and mercy within this building, within this church. And we remember that the reason the church goes on is not just to sit in nice pews and look at this beautiful building, but to tell each other what the Lord has done for me. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful for the perspective we have when times are difficult and we're struggling, that those times can refine us and help us to grow in grace and in character and in patience. And we are so grateful for the many blessings, the blessings as we look around this church today at the people who are here, who are blessing us by their presence. We thank you the blessings of spiritual growth and health, the blessing of kindred spirits, and we ask that you would continue to help us to reflect your grace, your peace, your salvation, and your hope to all who enter these doors. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me as we sing our closing hymn number 559, Lord, dismiss us with your blessing.